Behind every interesting person is a great story. This is Person of Interest with Natalie Jones.
I'm going to do this more often. Yeah. I'm going to do this more often, especially when I have amazing guests like you, Freddie Mac.
Hey!
So, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Person of Interest with Natalie Jones. You know how much I love this, and I love bringing dope-ass people on here. Sorry I said the A-word, Freddie.
Ooh.
And to all of your friends and family who are listening, I love this podcast because I just find people that I find interesting that I really like and want to learn more about. And then I invite them on. And I invited you on, Freddie, because I want to know more about you.
I'm honored.
And I want everybody else to be on. I want everybody else to know, too.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Freddie is, he's a new part of the Q fam, guys. He's my new co-host, but I feel bad saying mine. He's our new co-host in the afternoon show. So it's now going to be the Freddie Mac and Nat show, and we are going live on tomorrow, Thursday. Let's see, September 24th is the date of it. And I could not be happier about it.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This is just as a radio nerd, I guess I classify myself as.
Mm-hmm.
Q102 is legendary, you know? So even when I saw the job posting, I was like, there's no chance.
That's
no shot.
So awesome. That's legendary. I am from here and I grew up in Cincinnati and I grew up like knowing Q102, but I did not have any idea that Q102 was seen in the radio world as a legendary thing when I got this job, like, by luck. I knew that I was so lucky I would cry about it every day for a year.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, like, the people like you think that it's, like, a legendary Q102.
Nah, it's an honor, man. So many great people, like radio DJs, have come through here and gone on to other things, but... it's just the call letters, man. WKRQ, and then you got WKRP, the legendary TV show that everybody knows. And it's so close to, the letters are so close. Just kind of growing up and then learning about Q102 as I got more into radio years ago now. It's just like, wow, I can't believe to be up here. I cannot believe I got this job and just everything. It's just my mind is blown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to be in the same room with you. You know what I mean? To be on this station and to have a good show that we're setting up for to go live. And I'm just ready for a great time.
This is so amazing. Well, can you, as someone who doesn't know about this as much as you do, can you please tell me like some of the things you've heard and read and seen? You know, do other people feel the same way that you do? Just because I...
About Q102?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe so. I mean, all the radio people I know, they're like, yo, great station. You're going to do great there. I can't wait for you to see you do great things there. And all the encouragement that I've gotten from, radio people that I know around the country. I know some radio people that used to be here. They used to do a morning show like this is like 20 years ago.
Oh.
And I met them, like 7-8 years ago. But they used to be on this station. So when I saw the job opening, I immediately thought of them.
Yeah.
And like so I was like, there's no way I'm good enough to be on the station they were on.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? It's just you all those doubts kind of hit your mind and in your brain. And but I mean, obviously I'm here now, so long story short, I did it.
It's so
Mama
cool.
Mama made it.
Well, that's so cool. That's a whole new fresh perspective for me. It makes me love and appreciate it more. You know, it's hard to stay in that eternal gratitude every day, like the depths of it every day. So thank you for refreshing my brain.
It's definitely hard to do. And I try to take life, think that way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your moments. That is completely normal. And I know you and I talked a lot off the air about just hitting those creative lulls where it's like you just don't feel motivated. You feel sad or depressed or whatever, kind of emotions that you're feeling that may be negative. I just try not to. I have those too, but I just try not to stay there.
Yeah.
And I've stayed there way longer than I've wanted to or liked to at times, but I really try to pull myself out of there and just kind of live life glass half full.
Yeah, same.
And, I just try to, spread that message, I guess.
Which is so wonderful.
Help other people do that.
I would say, and all the time, I have done some research on you, and that lives very true. You're very truth proof to the pudding, on that is that you really mm-hmm. do. Everything you've been said, everything I've heard and read and seen, you really do live the glass half full.
I try.
Which is cool,
and
man.
It's much better than, I just feel like it's much better than living life the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're just like, oh, this again. I got to go there. I got to do this. And this is what life is throwing me. You know, and don't get me wrong. I'm not naive. Like, oh, yeah, everything's all rainbow and butterflies. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have all the regular normal people emotions too. But I think when it all starts upstairs in your brain. So when mm-hmm. in your mind and you tell yourself, I can do this, or there are better times to come, you may not believe it all at one time either.
Yeah.
But eventually you have to, it starts in your mind. It's just, it
so
all starts
true.
Upstairs. So once you start changing your mind to think positively, I think the rest of your body will follow.
Oh, so true. Because, I mean, it is science that your brain waves do reflect, or your body reflects the way that you're thinking, and that, like, there is, like, an intrinsic combination there, connection there is what I'm saying.
For sure.
Oh, it's cool. We're going to get along. So, I mean, we already do get along. I keep saying we're going to, but, like, I cannot wait to start the show.
Definitely. And I feel like we jive very well. And we have a lot of similar personality traits. Mm-hmm. And we've learned this because we've taken personality tests, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Like, we know what's up.
I know. Were you not, like, a little scared to get your results?
A little bit.
Or just, like,
those tests, like, you never know. You're trying to go with your gut feeling. And, like, you think, oh, I'm taking way too long. And I got to the end. And I'm like, oh, the results are going to be like kind of skewed because I took way too long. I overthought these questions. It's not going to really try. But we got to the end and we got the results and it was just like, yep, that's
Whoa,
me.
Yeah,
yep, that's
completely.
Me. And both of our personalities are very similar.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, besides that, I think we'll both bounce off each other. And then when we start having those emotions or like a rough day or, you know, I think we can both pick each other up. And you know, give the other the energy that we both need.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Totally. I hope you like to exercise as much as I do. Burn the buns. I'll get you going in the studio.
Working on it. No, when you get tired, it's just like, oh, all right, you got like shake it off.
Yeah.
You know, I dance around.
Yeah.
Like you'll see. You'll see.
Nice.
I dance around.
I must say today, I've seen him. You danced yesterday and you sang today. So
I'm just getting more and more comfortable.
In the 2 days that we've been in the studio together. Oh, that's Nipsey. Kay's dog is in here with us in the
studio.
Little bark. Yes. All right. So tell me where you're from. So where are you from?
I'm originally born and raised from in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-woo, PG County.
Woo-hoo.
Prince George's County. So a few landmarks for where my parents live now still. Six Flags America, the Washington football team, their stadium. I'm in that area. My parents now are in that area there.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Did I tell you this? I lived in Annapolis when I was a little kid.
You did? Yeah. A little bit.
Just like in the D.C. area. So is where you're from near there?
It is. Maybe 45 minutes south-ish.
Oh, cool. I was just there for Labor Day. It's so beautiful.
Oh, Annapolis.
That pocket of America is so gorgeous.
Yeah. We used to go to the mall up there. That's like, they have a nice Westfield Mall. They have a nice mall in Annapolis, and that was pretty much most of the extent as I was there, like, was just to go to the mall.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's a really nice area just overall. The housing market and, like, you know, there's plenty to do and see in Annapolis.
Oh, yeah. It's just
the Navy base. Like, you know, there's a million different things to do there.
It's right on the biggest estuary in America, by the way.
Fun fact.
So,
yes.
Okay. So then you moved away from there.
Graduating from high school, I went away to college, and I went 4 hours away to a little town in Southwest Virginia called Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And I went to Liberty University. And I know they've been on a like, normally I wouldn't tell anybody that, but I like you, Natalie. So I'm telling you. No, so they've been in the news a lot recently for, like, a lot of negative political things, but then also Jerry Jr. has been, this is public knowledge now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I had a great college experience there, and that's where I got my start in radio, was like college radio.
Awesome.
But yeah, moving away from home, like, it'll do something, as you know, like, it'll do something to you. It grows you up in a lot of different ways, and you know, I just enjoyed my college experience, made, you know, lifelong friends, and et cetera, et cetera. Lynchburg, Virginia. I went to Liberty University, and did college radio.
Yes, but then when he was doing college radio, you started interning at a radio station, and then you worked there until you came here, right?
Right. So 2012 is I did 5 years, so I did my super senior year.
Gotcha.
And but 2012, 2 years before I graduated, I got an internship at K92. So that's WXLK is a call letters. And that's a heritage, what I came to learn was a heritage station in that area. Mm-hmm. Been around since 1980-something. And, yeah, I got an internship there. And the internship for me told me, like, oh, yeah, this is definitely what you want to do. I knew I wanted to do radio in my mind, mm-hmm. but, like, my heart was, like, still to follow. I loved doing college radio and everything. It was great. It was fun. It's creative. You get to do all these different things. But when I got the internship, being in the professional setting and seeing how the professionals do it, it was like, yeah, I'm doing this. This is, I love this.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask you, what is it about radio? So what did you love about the professional setting that made you feel called?
Going into college, I really wanted to be on TV. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be on ESPN. I wanted to be the next Stuart Scott, right? Like just, you know, doing the highlights on SportsCenter at night and everything.
You'd be perfect for that, by the way, you guys. He's got the perfect face for television.
Thank you. It's true.
Like you just have, I feel like one of the most perfect faces I've ever seen. It's just
symmetrical. I
appreciate it. You're always smiling and you make these like gestures. And I'm like, I mean, it just looks perfect.
Yeah. Hey, it's funny because I would get in trouble like as a kid for like my facial expressions. Like, you know, my dad calls my nonverbal behavior, you know, rolling your eyes and, you know, side-eyeing.
I can
and,
totally see that, too.
Yeah, so I used to do that as a kid, but now, like,
now
as an adult,
it's your thing.
You can kind of get away with it for the most part. No, so I wanted to be on ESPN. Like, I wanted to do TV, but, you know, I had a couple friends that were upperclassmen, and they were telling me some of the projects that they had and stuff for school, and I was just kind of like, I don't, you know, that's too newsy. Like, it's too structured. There's not a whole lot of room to, like, just kind of do what you want to do, at least my thought of TV at the time. And so I somehow fell into radio. I volunteered at so my very first semester as a freshman, I found out you could volunteer and get involved at the radio station on campus.
Cool.
So I signed up. I did some paperwork. Come to find out, you have to do this volunteer, like, a certain number of hours every semester.
Yeah.
But not as a freshman. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
So long story short, I didn't do all the paperwork and I got an F on my transcript under like college radio, blah, blah, blah. Because I didn't do.
You struck me as somebody who would never get an F. And you got an F in radio?
I was not a great student. But this was just this was something I wasn't paying attention. I didn't fill out the right paperwork. I just showed up and put my name on this list thinking like, oh, I'm going to be involved in the radio station. But I didn't do this other paperwork that would help me get this volunteer hours we have to do. It's a whole long thing.
Oh, but I get you. That's like, that sounds like the story of my life. Yeah,
my mom was like, you got an F? What is this F for? And I'm like, Mom, if you look over, it doesn't say credits. It doesn't say, like, it's not a real F, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So anyway, I realized getting involved at the radio station that you can be so much more creative with the projects that you're working on and things you can talk about. And, you know, it's not like Freddie Mac reporting live from the scene of an accident. As you can see, the car on the left, like, hit the car on the right. And, like, you know, I just felt like at least the projects my friends were doing that were upperclassmen, it seemed so straightforward and too structured. I'm a little kind of a think out the box type of person. And radio allowed me to do that. So, you know, doing that in college radio already, getting the internship and seeing how the quote-unquote professionals are doing it, they're being creative and wild and crazy and goofy and having a good time. I was like, yeah, like I can do that. That's for me. You know, I was always the kid talking in class. Like, I was always getting in trouble for like that kind of stuff. So my parents really knew, like, okay, you're going to be a talker like when you grow up. So they just kind of allowed me to do things, take part in things that allowed me to maximize those talents, I guess.
What was your, sorry, we got Nipsey causing a ruckus underneath our feet here. What was your nickname when you were growing up?
My nickname, my family nickname is Freddie.
Okay.
Like, everybody's called me Freddie, you know, and I guess at school it was Frederick. And, you know, especially when I was in trouble with my dad, it was Frederick, you know? But everybody's always called me Freddie.
Okay.
And then my friends in college started calling me DJ Freddie Mac. I would like DJ at these house parties and stuff like that. I would just bring my laptop and plug it up and unplug whoever's house it was. Unplug their iPod Nano. Remember those? I would unplug their iPod and I would just start playing. You know, I downloaded some free DJ software at the time and I started playing and DJing at these parties. And it was like DJ Freddie Mac. And I was just kind of stuck. So I just kind of kept that. Plus, like, my granddad kind of goes by Mac. His name is James, but he goes by Mac. Everybody's always called him Mac. He had a landscaping business. Everybody called him Mac. And so I was just kind of like, okay, granddad, you know, who's still with us, by the way. It's not like he's gone or anything. He's great. But so I just kind of kept it. It just flowed. Freddie Mac, DJ Freddie Mac.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so you graduated college in 2012. And now...
No, 2014. I still had a couple more years.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I interned in 2012 and then graduated college finally in 2014.
Okay. It took me a long time to graduate. It took me 7 years.
Yeah, man.
And
everybody's journey is different.
Can I tell you my... my radio show name in the little community where I started my radio career.
Okay, you tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine.
Okay. The Soothing Tones of Natalie Jones. And
Was this like late at night?
No. No. I was on from 6 to 9 a.m.
Whoa.
Yes. And
because it's just something you would think you would hear late at night, you know, soothing, like as you go to sleep.
Well,
who do you want to tuck in tonight? Call me and tell me your romantic interests.
I did start that up. I thought of this because it was my best friend's mom gave me this nickname when we were kids. Because in the back of her car, we would sing all the songs on the radio on Q102.
Okay.
And when Killing Me Softly came out, that was Fugees was my jam.
Yes.
4 years, right? Mm-hmm. So me and my best friend would sing Lauryn Hill, and every time I'd sing, I have the worst voice ever. My voice has always sounded like this. It's just, I've been the same. And she would call it The Soothing Tones of Natalie Jones as a joke, as a funny parent. She'd be like, yes, kind of like making fun of me when I was like 5 or 6 years old, or a little.
That's
like,
kind of a
thing. She meant it in
thing to do to a kid.
No,
you know?
She meant it. I didn't think it was. I thought it was awesome when I was a kid.
Oh, okay, okay.
I thought she was.
You used it to your advantage.
Yes, and then so when I got a radio show, I used that. The
soothing tones of
Natalie
Jones. Now we got to do. We got to have that on the show for some reason. We got to do something with that now. Bring it back.
Yes.
You know.
Well, then what was yours?
Mine was. Well, I had a few different ones. I did like middays in college on like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
It was the Midday Mojo.
I love it. We used to have a radio station here called Mojo in Cincinnati.
Oh, really? Yeah, the Midday Mojo, and it really was just music.
Nice.
And Liberty, if you know anything about it, it's a Christian university. It's technically a private school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all like Christian music, like contemporary Christian music.
Awesome.
So it was nothing like edgy about it. It was just, you know, hey, that was Chris Tomlin with, you know, I Am a Friend of God or whatever the song was.
Yeah.
And then my morning show was the Get Up and Go Show.
Nice.
The Get Up and Go Show. It was like, that was like the morning show name for years, way before I got there. So everybody that did a morning show on 90.9 The Light, the morning show was just named the Get Up and Go Show. So I just kind of, you know, fell into that too.
I
like
love
the
it.
Morning show.
Freddie Mac. So just in case we haven't told you guys yet, our show is going to be called the Freddie Mac and Nat Show.
Yeah.
Which I
love
it.
That just flows. It rhymes.
It does. And you know what? This is the first time in my life that I've preferred to be called Nat.
Because you don't like that.
No, I don't.
You didn't like that before.
I like it as a pet name when people are like, they get to know me. You know, they're like in my life and they just like in passing are like, hey, Nat, pass me that salt shaker or something, you know?
But don't call me Nat and just try to shorten my name. And I don't even know you like that. I don't even know your name. Don't call me Nat.
Yeah.
It's Natalie to you.
Yes. For some reason, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
So this is cool. I'm very, very excited about it. And so can you tell us about your personal life a little bit? So
sure.
You moved here. You are recently married.
I am. Yeah. Well, a little over 2 years now.
Okay.
We've been married June 2018.
Okay.
And my wife, Katie, and we're expecting a baby boy.
You guys pregnant with your first boy.
It's crazy, man. I can't believe I'm going to be a dad. You know?
Yes.
It just doesn't. And I guess everybody says that you're never ready and you're all that kind of stuff. But like, it's so surreal, you know, she's 6 months pregnant and we got a baby boy coming December 28th.
Oh, my God.
Is his due date. But we're super excited getting the nursery together. My mom's like texting me pictures of baby clothes that she's buying. And it's just awesome. My parents' first grandchild. And it's just an exciting time, man.
This is huge. There's so many amazing things. I'm like so, I feel very blessed and very fortunate to be a part of your story of this amazing time in your life. I'm not taking this lightly. This is super, super cool. Like your first one in your family to have the first grandchild and all this stuff. Yeah. You guys are married and just getting married and you just moved here and all these great things are happening. And just so you know, I said this to you earlier, I love giving gifts. It is okay. My favorite thing to do is to have the mental space to really think on it and give someone a crazy thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
And same with our boss, Patty. So you are probably going to be spoiled to an amount that'll make you feel uncomfortable, and just get used to it.
Just soak it up.
Yes.
Just let it happen.
I'm Aunt Nat to everyone so far, so I'm used to it. And I cannot wait. You have to meet all my nieces. I hope they can. Your son.
I got a little fan base, right?
Yes.
Oh, like with my son, like... Well, my grows up and dates one of your nieces or something.
Or they can be friends growing up. I don't know.
I'd be friends, yeah.
I'm just like all little kids.
They're going to get married. We're putting it in stone today. You're going to marry the youngest niece of Natalie, Aunt Nat's niece. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, do you know what? Before 2020, my sister-in-law, who has the five kids, we were like, you know what? 2020, Nat, this is your year. Like, we're going into it. And we were like together, like, this is the year you're going to settle down and we're going to make it the year of Nat. And it's been the year of dear, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But a lot of amazing things have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here now, you know.
And again, that's like that positive mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many, the negative stuff is just so easy to find when you open your eyes, just look around. Like, we're in a global pandemic right now. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. But there are blessings and good things. You just sometimes had to look a little closer. And, like, you know, really seek out the good stuff. Negatives is easy to find, always. But, like, the good stuff is there. Like, we've had a great year. You know, there have been things great about this year.
Very, very true. And we will save that for another time because I want to know.
Definitely.
I mean, there's so, but also, in general, are you a complainer?
Am I a complainer?
Would you categorize yourself? I mean, you're so positive, so I'm like, you're going to say no, duh.
I don't know if I would label myself as a complainer, but I do still have, like, the normal people emotions. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and why didn't she tell us to do this then? And, you know, I have my moments. But overall, am I complaining? I don't think so.
There's got to be no way. I thought you were going to be like, hard no, immediately.
I've got to be real.
Okay, so
be real on the POI podcast.
So, like, Freddie and I have a lot in common, and I feel like I complain. I complain when other people, I assimilate to people around me or to environments really well.
Okay.
Whether that's a good, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Yeah. I feel like I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
You always try to, you know, find a common ground.
Yeah.
But I don't like being around complainers. I can't stand it.
Okay.
And I think I get negative about complaining, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you complain about complaining?
Yes.
I get it. And I mean, because who does? Like, that's just doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Who wants to just hear about negativity all the time?
Okay, so when you aren't working and radio stuff, because you do DJ on the side, you know, what do you and Katie do? What do you like to do?
We love to go out to eat.
Oh, we are in the city for that.
Yeah.
Cincy
food.
Yes. Oh, my God. I didn't even really know this as much as we've talked about how much Cincy is a consumption city. But we have... You're in the right place. So many excellent places to eat food here.
See, I don't know if I'm even like classified as a foodie. Mm-hmm. I don't even really know what that means, if I'm being honest. But I mean, we do like to find like good craft cocktails, and you know, I don't mind a craft beer from time to time. And then as far as food, like I'm kind of down to try like anything. I'm from Maryland, so I love seafood.
Yeah, crab cakes.
And we love crab cakes is A1, and we love Mexican food.
Awesome.
Like, you know, rice
so
and beans and tacos.
Mexican around.
Yeah, here. And you know, I love mom and pop shops too. We love you know, the franchises and I don't think there's much we don't eat. You know what I mean? Like different types of food.
Your parents did you right.
I'm not allergic to anything. Thank the Lord. We just love to eat. That sounds so like.
So do we.
Yeah. But I mean,
we
love to go out, have a nice little date night or go out to eat, have a couple drinks, whatever. Before she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just my DD. JK. So, but yeah, we just like to go out to eat and have a good time, go for drinks. We go for a walk. You know, we like to exercise a little bit. You know, she's more so pulling me to exercise with her and like go for a walk. But I love to just go for a walk and just talk and relax, you know, a nice little 3-mile walk or something.
Okay. And what do you say? This is totally off topic, but what did you study in school?
I studied, okay, this is like so typical. Like, I studied communication.
Me too.
I studied like radio, bro. Okay. Okay. I don't feel so weird anymore. All right.
Yeah, no.
Because then people are like, of course you did.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, I studied like radio broadcasting. Like, that was radio.
That's right? Awesome. You know what? I really wanted to be in the electronic media part of the University of Cincinnati, but I don't know if, because I was also not a good student. I don't know if my GPA was good enough, but the application process was so long that I was immediately just like, I'm just going to do communications and join a sorority. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so part similar. I wanted to do the same thing.
But part of the reason like I even went to Liberty was because they called. I don't even remember filling out any paperwork on. I don't know how they got my phone number. They called and they, like one evening, my mom wakes me up from my little nap. I'm a senior in high school and I'm tired.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, we would just want to apply over the phone and blah, blah, blah. And it'll be free. And I was just like, yeah, sure. You know, what's your address? And we just got the application. And I was just like, I guess I just applied for another college. And at that time, I'd already applied for like six. So like the application fees were stacking up. My dad was like, all right, you know, calm down. You got to decide on one. And yeah, we just kind of did our thing from there. But yeah, I wasn't the greatest student either.
That, so. Okay, that I want to touch on that. Nor was I, but that really surprises me about you.
You think I was like straight A's? I know you mentioned like you didn't think I would have an F, but
yeah,
that didn't really count.
Yeah.
But I didn't have like straight A's and B's or anything
okay,
either.
Well, like straight up, since I've known you, I feel like, oh my gosh, you're such a more pure. I said this to him earlier. I was like, I can guarantee I cuss way more than you do. I feel like maybe I was raised with a little bit more grit than you. Or, as my brother says, you're tough, Dad, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I lump that into me assuming, as of course, assuming does no good for anybody, that you were just like a great student, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I create this like persona that I'm just buttoned up, you know. But yeah. No, I was a horrible student. I tell you, we were partying all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, on the weekends, you know. Yeah. But I was staying up late watching shows, like not studying like I was supposed to, failing quizzes and tests left and right.
Yeah.
And it actually got to a point where my parents are like, "Look, okay, too many C's and D's on this transcript. We need you to like write out why you deserve to go back to college next semester."
Wow.
Because I was on like some academic warning or something like that. Just my GPA was super low, like 1 point something.
Yeah.
And I was just having too much fun, if I'm being completely honest, looking back 10 plus years ago. I was having way too much fun, but no, my GPA never really got up to like 2.5.
Well, what do you know? School got in the way of your social life, and now it seems like social life is your job.
Yeah, it all worked out. It just get me to the radio station. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay, so who do you, I love this question, who do you idolize?
Idolize?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is kind of a tough question. There's a lot of people that I look up to in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I'm sort of like kind of a radio nerd. There's people way nerdier than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I look up to a lot of different people.
I'm meeting you radio nerds along the way. A lot of different people. Yeah.
I look up to like a lot of radio people. First, I guess I can kind of listen, shout out a couple people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Myers.
Okay.
He was at K92 there for when I was interning in the, you know, he taught me a lot and I learned a lot from him. And Roy Brown, he's at a radio station in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Shelton, he's back in Roanoke. Bob Patrick, back in Roanoke. Kevin Scott, my old program director there. Monica Brooks, back in Roanoke. A great female talent in radio. She's amazing. Super, super creative. Like, she's a queen. And, man, like, you're trying to name people. You're like, I'm going to forget somebody.
No, that's awesome. For sure. Well, I said this because I read that you really idolized Kobe Bryant and Denzel Washington. And we've talked about how we both love Oprah.
Yeah, like Oprah. And then, outside of radio, you know, and then there's like the big radio celebs, right? Charlamagne the God, Bobby Bones, mm-hmm. like, you know, Big Boy out in L.A., Angie Martinez, people like that. But then, Kobe Bryant just like really... What struck me as a kid looking up to Kobe Bryant, being a Laker fan and all that kind of stuff, was his work ethic.
Yeah.
And my dad and my granddad's work ethic. Like, it was just, you never quit. Quitters never win. Winners never quit.
I love that. Yeah.
You do not. We don't give up in this household. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like you earn everything you get. You go out here and you win. You don't win this time, you're going to win the next time because you're going to go back and you're going to practice and you're going to get better. Like, it was really just like you keep pushing forward no matter what.
Yes.
And I really feel like that's where you know, if I were to idolize somebody, I would say the very top of the list is really my dad. If I'm being completely honest, my dad and my granddad, like that is where I get my work ethic. And then I saw that also embodied like by Kobe Bryant as a basketball player. And then after retiring, going on to win an Oscar and like doing all these great things, Oprah, kind of the same way. Ryan Seacrest, another like radio TV person. But like that work ethic to do like a million different, to do a million different like jobs or be so successful. Like you don't get that overnight, number one, and you don't get that by being a slacker.
Yeah,
by having like a terrible GPA like I had in college. But like, you know, I've learned from that.
Same. I always say, I always preach in the same regard to my brother. Like the one regret I have is not utilizing the education that was presented to me my whole life. I was always a bad student. In college, I finally got into it towards the end. I didn't graduate until I was 24. And I paid for it all myself. So towards the end, I was like, grow up now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like, you're wasting your own money now, girl. Like, what are you doing? And also, the more you learn, I was like, this stuff is cool. Like, I would have learned more about it. Anyway.
Right. You want to, you like, dang, it's too late to like start over. I wish I could redo this again, this whole college experience and actually learn.
But I love that you said quitters, what is it? Quitters never win and winners never quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And I don't think like my dad even came up with that. For the longest time, I thought he did.
Yeah.
I was like, my dad, this is a cool quote. And then I think I saw it somewhere. But yeah, like that work ethic. Nobody can really, you can't really even teach that. That hustle, that grind, that go-getter mentality, which I feel like I have. I think I got it's in my blood. And then, you know, I look up to, you know, people like Kobe Bryant, Denzel Washington, Oprah Winfrey, and these people that, you know, look like me. Barack Obama, these people that look like me, black people that are successful in America or in the world, it's possible. You know
that's
what I'm
awesome.
Saying?
Yeah.
Maybe my journey isn't the exact same as them, or it's not going to look just like theirs. I can't be them because they are them and I am me, but I can still work hard to get the things that I want, the dreams that I have in my life. The
goals I love that I it. Have. You know what? It's a quote that I recently heard from Sia, who's also a crazy, brilliant mind, working woman. And she said, and it's not just, it's not from her. This quote has also been around recently. She said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
That's a great quote.
Isn't it? And
it is.
Feel like you have a great support system with your family and with Katie. Now you're going to have a family.
Yeah.
And now I hope that we go far together, man.
Definitely. I'd be nothing. I know you and I have talked a lot, again, off air about like our family, right? That's our complete
number
backbone.
One.
Like my wife, Katie,
one.
Is a rock. I'm a lot to put up with. You know what I'm saying? And so, family is just my backbone and I love them and I appreciate them and they keep me going in a sense.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just so grateful for them. I'm happy to be here with you.
Cool, babe. I would say we have so much more to talk about, and this is only Freddie's first time on the Person of Interest podcast.
Yeah.
We'll be live tomorrow. We're in real time tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. September 24th, 2020 is Freddie and I's first show. Please, if you can, listen, share, just show Freddie all the love. He is an amazing man and professional, and we are so lucky to have him.
Thank you.
I cannot wait for all of you guys to meet him because he's a light in your life. Like, you're just like, you're such a light.
I appreciate it.
It's so wonderful, and your energy is very contagious. And
thank you.
I can't wait for us to share our show with Cincinnati.
Definitely. So. Definitely. Love on somebody.
Yeah,
go show some love. Smiling is contagious and all
is.
Those things.
I would say, tell somebody you love them and make yourself proud. That's
for sure.
Thing. Make yourself proud, babes. All right. Thanks, buddy. And we will see you soon. I'll probably come in off there. Hello.
See you soon, Cincinnati. See you soon, babes.
This has been Person of Interest with Natalie Jones.